Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from a listener in our Facebook group. We're at facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. This listener said, how do I tell the difference between overtired and just plain not tired? That is my toddler not settling down to sleep because I'm putting him down too early or too late? Overtired. One of those things that you definitely know it when you see it. Here's how the Australian baby swaddle brand The Sleepy Company defines overtiredness. They say it's when your toddler's body goes from a state of being ready to sleep back into alert and active. That happens because the body can't cope with how tired it is and activates a stress response, which pumps adrenaline and cortisol, the hormone that keeps us awake and alert, into the body. This interferes with the normal release of melatonin, the hormone that makes us drowsy, causing irritability and hyperactive behavior. If you've ever decided to stay for one more drink and then had three more, you recognize this in yourself as well. Overtiredness can look like giddiness. It can also look like clinginess. It can look like defiance over the stupidest thing, hyperactivity, refusing to go to sleep, and importantly, daytime sleepiness. That would be a very clear sign if your kid is kind of dragging in the middle of the day that they're not getting enough sleep at night. Obviously, you want to become a detective about this stuff because sleep is really important for our kids. And for your own sanity, you want to find the window where the melatonin has sway over the cortisol and the stress before the second wind kicks back in. But I would argue that what's even easier than catching that window in your toddler is having a consistent routine. That routine indicates to the brain, oh, I know what happens now. Oh, it's time for the soft music. Oh, the lights are going. I know what this means. Time for the melatonin to kick in. Just like grown-ups, we can be out at the club and somehow stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning. But if we're under the couch, under a cozy blanket, we get super sleepy at 10:15, at least I do. That's what this is about. So you want to have in place for your toddler that wind down routine. And it should happen around the same time every night, to the extent that that's possible. Of course, there's special occasions, grandpa's birthday, whatever. But on the average night, it's really about the same time. You're going to dim the lights. You're going to quiet the extra noise. You're not going to run Paw Patrol up until the second they go to bed. Take the screens away. And then there's other indicators. There's special music. There's a lavender smell. There's white noise. There's a special blankie. Having a routine will take the guesswork out of it for you and, more importantly, for your toddler and your toddler's brain. It's 7:30. It's time to sing the night-night song. It's not time to be trying to figure out if your toddler is tired enough or for him to be trying to figure that out for himself. He doesn't know. It's time for bed. And yes, there could be some nights that your toddler goes to bed, lies in bed, and isn't as tired as he was on Wednesday. Sometimes, 7:45 is going to feel earlier than other nights. But that's okay, too, because having a toddler who can self-soothe and wind down on their own in bed is a thing devoutly to be wished. So I would argue it's worth taking the guesswork out of it. Keep that bedtime consistent. Then you don't have to wonder about the tired, overtired. Neither does your kid. And you don't have somebody spinning circles, at 10:45 p.m. Send us your questions and we might answer yours next. Questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.